So this festival of Sukkot that we are in the midst of, what's it all about? What do we do it for? Two reasons for this holiday. Where are our students here? Who can tell me one of the reasons why we celebrate Sukkot? You didn't know there was a quiz if you want pie. One of the reasons we celebrate Sukkot is, why Sukkot? What's the purpose for the festival? Rose, tell me. To celebrate the harvest, that's right. It's our agricultural connection. Once upon a time, our people were tied more to the land perhaps than we are nowadays, but celebrating the fall harvest, and they'd live in booths out in the field in order to be close to the crops to be able to harvest them. What's the second reason? What's the other reason why we have this festival of booths, these huts that we live in? John? Very nice. We shake lulav and etrog in every direction, right? Remember what we said when we met in the sukkah? We said, hey, God, look at all this great stuff that you gave us. Thank you, in every direction. And one other reason for the booths, you know, besides the egg, there's an agricultural reason. Ooh, did we stump you? Our teachers are sitting there smugly not answering, but you can answer too if you'd like, right? But there's a historical reason too. We're told when our ancestors fled from Egypt and wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, they lived in booths, in Sukkot, in huts, as they wandered from place to place. There are lots of different customs that come with Sukkot. Building and decorating a sukkah is one. We have a handful of families in our congregation that do that. Leishev basukkah, you're supposed to dwell in the sukkah, which means to eat, to even sleep out there. If anybody wants to sleep in our sukkah tonight, you're welcome to. We've had folks come in during this week to do some homework in there. Our Mahjong group met out in the sukkah earlier this week. Brotherhood had 30 people out there for a fun game night out in there. Lulav and Etrog, if you want to shake Lulav and Etrog, find me after services. We can do that inside or out in the sukkah. And as I mentioned, you're supposed to be happy, Zman Simchatenu, and being thankful for all of our blessings. Bless you. Well, one of the customs on Sukkot with a sukkah is you're supposed to welcome guests. You're supposed to welcome people into your sukkah. It's a time of hospitality and sharing of our blessings and our harvest with others as well. The Zohar, which was the key book of Jewish mysticism, actually teaches that by dwelling in our sukkah and by inviting other people, particularly those who may not have a permanent shelter or ready access to food, those who might be in need, by inviting them into our sukkah, we merit the presence of the Shekhinah, of God's indwelling part, aspect. And we also merit the presence of what the Zohar, what the mystical book called the seven faithful shepherds of Israel, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Aaron, and King David. Symbolically, mystically, they come and join us in the sukkah. So there's this custom of inviting certain people to join you in your sukkah. And I like to do this on Sukkot, but with a different twist with you all. I have issued invitations to seven different historical figures from ancient or modern Jewish history to come and to join us, and you need to figure out who they are. Do I have seven volunteers who would like to come up here and read? I do have seven volunteers. Okay, of reading age, 1, 2, 3, 4, come on up. I need three more. Who, if you raised your hand, come on up. I need a couple more, Lauren. Grown-ups, you're allowed to play too. It's a fun game. Guess who's coming to dinner? 1, 2, 3, 4. Come line up on the beam on the stage right here. I'll bring the microphone down to you. All right. All right, now you're going to read what it says. Test, there we go. But you're not going to tell us who it is. And in the control room, please don't put the slide up until we guess who it is. Otherwise, it spoils the game. Seven guests for Sukkot. Okay, Micah, do you want to read? Yeah, I will. I was born.
Live in the name in Melvin and Kaminsky. But I later changed it. I am a Korean
film director,
producer, and actor. Or old man, young.
Oh, you skipped the line. There we go. Some of my characters,
movies, and plays include a 2,000 year old man, young.
Producers
and history of the world part one. I have won an Oscar award, an Emmy, a Tony, and Grammy. Who am I?
Who is that mystery guest? Shout it out. Tell us who that is. Mel Brooks, can we see our answer? Good job. Our first guest, our second guest.
My story was lost to history for many years, but nowadays more and more people know who I am. In 1935, I became the first woman in Jewish history to be ordained as a rabbi. It was done in a private ceremony in Berlin, not by a seminary, like Rabbi Sally Prezen, who's ordained 37 years later in America. I worked in Berlin even as the Nazis were imposing harsh restrictions on the Jewish communities. Eventually, I was sent to the Raisenstadt, where I preached, taught, and counseled. I was killed in Auschwitz in 1944. Only some of my papers survived the war. It was there discovering the 1990s that enabled more people to learn about my story and my role as the first woman rabbi. Who am I?
Know the name of the first woman rabbi? Yeah, please. Regina Yonis, exactly right. There we go. Ordained in the 1930s in Germany, lost to history for over 60 years until her papers were discovered, and now takes her place proudly on this year where we celebrate 50 years of ordaining women from seminaries here in America with Rabbi Sally Prezen, who came to our classes, a friend of Rabbi Perlin's, of that early generation of women rabbis. Regina Yonis, Rabbi Yonis, was the very first one. We definitely invite her to our circle.
I was born in Romania, and I lived in Hungary before coming to the United States after World War II. I am a novelist and a political activist. I have written more than 40 books. My best known book is Night, a memoir of my time in a concentration camp during the Holocaust. In 1986, I won the Nobel Peace Prize. I often speak up for human rights around the globe, not just within the Jewish community. Who am I?
Who is that? Yes. Elie Wiesel.
I'm known mostly for what my husband did, but I'm pretty important in my own right. After all, who do you think helped him take care of all those animals and build that boat? I also was a very good mother and mother-in-law to Shem, Ham, and Yafet. I don't have a specific name given in the Torah, but the later rabbis referred to me as Na'ama. Who am I?
Mrs. Noah. No, that's right. Noah's wife, we could invite to our sukkah. Thank you, Lauren. Great.
I was the second American woman astronaut going into space on the first flight of the space shuttle Discovery. I grew up in Akron, Ohio, where my parents belonged to a congregation, and I spent many years going to Hebrew school. At the age of 36, I was on board the space shuttle Challenger when it was destroyed in an accident on January 28, 1986. Who am I?
Oh, I heard a name. Say it out loud, Frank. Judith Resnick, exactly right. Proud graduate of Hebrew school and second woman astronaut. Thank you.
On August 5th, 2010, I became the fourth woman and the second Jewish woman appointed to the United States Supreme Court. I had previously been Dean of Harvard Law School, an advisor to President Clinton, and the first ever female Solicitor General of the United States. Who am I?
Wait, let's see which one is right. How many of you think it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg? How many of you think it's Justice Alana Kagan? Trust the lawyers here. Let's put the answer up on the screen. It is Justice Kagan was Dean of Harvard Law. Not that Justice Ginsburg didn't have an illustrious career before her. She did as well, but Justice Kagan was the fourth woman on the court. And last, our last guest.
I was born in 1942 in Brooklyn to a middle-class Jewish family. I took piano lessons from my mother starting at age 4. I've written over 100 hit songs, including You've Got a Friend, I Feel the Earth Move, and It's Too Late. In my 1971 album, Tapestry, was added to the Library of Congress, to the National Registry of Culturally Significant Sound Recordings. There's a Broadway show about me called Beautiful. Who am I?
Okay, excellent, and our picture there too as well. Fabulous. Let's give a great appreciation to our 7 guests and our 7 readers. I know now we're all going to be singing, all of us. Fabulous. So Ellie Wiesel, Mel Brooks, Judith Resnick, Mrs. Noah, Naama, Justice Alana Kagan, Carol King, and Rabbi Regina Yonis are our 7 Ushbizin, our 7 guests that I would invite to our sukkah for this year. Modern, ancient, contemporary, all folks who you might want to have, whoever it is that you invite to your sukkah. I hope that they will bring you great blessings this year, as our friends did as well. Shabbat Shalom.